Chapter 1, July 2027. Dark. Always the dark, warm, hot, warm, the hot, warm, dark, and the distant sound of drumming. Always the hot, warm, dark, and the drums. The comforting drums, the drums that define the world. It is comfortable here. I am comfortable here. I do not want to leave again. Dr. Morrison looked up from my journal and smiled. He always showed too many teeth when he was trying to be reassuring, stretching his lips so wide that he looked like he was getting ready to lean over and take a bite of my throat. I wish he wouldn't smile at me like that, I said. My skin was knotting itself into lumps of goose flesh. I forced myself to sit still, refusing to give him the pleasure of seeing just how uncomfortable he made me. For a professional therapist, Dr. Morrison seemed to take an unhealthy amount of joy in making me twitch.
Like what, Sally?
With the teeth, I said, and shuddered. I don't like teeth. I like Dr. Morrison's teeth less than most. If he smiled too much, I was going to wind up having another one of those nightmares. The ones where his smile spread all the way around his head and met at the back of his neck. Once that happened, his skull would spread open like a flower, and the mouth hidden behind his smile, his real mouth, would finally be revealed. Crazy dreams, right? It was only appropriate, I guess. I was seeing him because I was a crazy, crazy girl. At least that's what the people who would know kept telling me, and it wasn't like I could tell them any different. They were the ones who went to college and got degrees in Are You Crazy? I was just a girl who had to be reminded of her own name.
We've discussed your odontophobia before, Sally. There's no clinical reason for you to be afraid of teeth.
I'm not afraid of teeth, I snapped. I just don't want to look at them. Dr. Morrison stopped smiling and shook his head, leaning over to jot something on his ever-present notepad. He didn't bother hiding it from me anymore. He knew I couldn't read it without taking a lot more time than I had.
You understand what this dream is telling us, don't you?